Log Talk Radio. Under the influence. Under the influence.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Under the Influence, and I am S. Lynn. Okay, today's food review is for Dish Society. Vegetarian tacos with onion, red cabbage, zucchini, and mushrooms. Apple pecan salad, which had baked sliced apples, pecans, spinach, and arugula, and the seasonal bruschetta. It has strawberries, feta cheese, arugula, and a drizzle of balsamic vinaigrette. Now, these three options were pretty tasty. Anyone who's a vegetarian, I think you like all three. The surprising thing was the seasonal bruschetta, because it had the fruit addition instead of the regular tomato that's on the bruschetta. So whatever seasonal fruit is for the month or the year or whatever it is, then they'll give you that. And so I give them a thumbs up to Dish Society, because all three were actually pretty good. So try out Dish Society and try their vegetarian menu. And I'll be right back with my Netflix picks of the day.
Under the influence. Under the influence.
Okay, the Netflix pick of the day is Sense8. Sense8 is a series where 8 people can telepathically experience each other's lives. Yes, telepathically experience each other's lives. They can see, touch, taste, and feel what the other 7 are doing. It's a great binge watch. It has a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns. So be sure to check out Sense8. That is my Netflix pick of the day. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'll be right back with Dating Dilemmas.
Under the influence.
A lady, she was dating this guy for a couple of months. They talk every day and they go out on dates. He goes to Vegas, they talk for a couple of days and stop. She calls, no answer. So then she goes on with her regular life activities. He finally calls and says he was in a hospital. He thought he was going to die. She shows us her concerns. She asks who's seeing about him, since some of his family was there. And then he tells her that they called his wife. And she's there taking care of him. "Your wife?" the girl asked. "You're married?" And he says, "I'm separated. We're getting a divorce. The hospital and family called her. I thought I was dying." Well, she begins to tell him that she is happy that he's alive. She's happy that she heard from him, and she wished him the best. And she told him to have a great life. So, guys, what would you have done? Would you walk away? Continue to be the other woman, because now that's where you are. You thought you was the top dog, but now you're the other woman. And should he have told the woman from the beginning that he was married and separated so she could decide if she wanted to be a part of this, not be a part of this, see if how soon the divorce proceedings were happening, you know, if she really liked him, you know, I don't know, but this is a dilemma. Now, if you out there have any dating dilemmas, be sure to hit up my Facebook page, Under the Influence, and put on here, you know, certain little key points that you would, that would pique my interest. And I can inbox you later and we can discuss more of your dating dilemma. And then, you know, if it's interesting, and, you know, I can put it on one of these episodes on Wednesday's Dating Dilemmas. So, guys, what would you do? And I'll be right back with my wine of the day.
Under the Influence.
Okay, today's wine is Riesling. Riesling, I think it's a blend, kind of a mix between Moscato and Chardonnay. Moscato is a dessert wine. Most people don't realize that, and they plan on like drinking it every day because it's kind of sweet. And Chardonnay is a dry wine, and most people don't like it because it's dry and kind of bitter. But with Riesling, I think you get the best of both worlds because it's the perfect combination of a Moscato and Chardonnay blend. So go try Riesling, and I hope you like it. Now, the scoop. Snapchat is teaming up with Amazon. The latest update for Android includes visual search feature. This feature identifies products and barcodes, and then those barcodes send you to Amazon. This new feature will pretty much give Snapchat a new revenue stream. It's a new in-app shopping. Most of the other apps have in-app shopping, so they're adding this to the Snapchat, I guess make it easier for you. So Snapchat's teaming up with Amazon with their new camera search feature.
Under the Influence.
Nazi bride, racist killing. Beate Zschäpe, 43-year-old woman, far-right Nazi woman, was part of a Nazi terrorist cell called National Socialist Underground in Germany. she had a sentencing hearing, and they found her guilty on 10 counts of murder. She was found guilty for killings and bombings over 7 years. She is pretty much the sole surviving member of her white supremacy group. From 2000 to 2007, she killed 8 Turkish men, a Greek migrant, a German female officer, 2 bombings, and 15 bank robberies. Jashape turned herself in after her 2 partners committed a murder-suicide. And Germany gave her the 2 names, Nazi Bride and Hitler Child. She's been on trial since 2013, and she just was found guilty. And this source is from the NBC News.
Under the influence.
Papa John's and the N-word. John Schnatter, on a conference call in May, was accused of offensive racist slurs. He complained that the boycott hurt pizza sales from the NFL. But to me, to be honest, it's not that good of a pizza anyway. Right? I know some of y'all agree with me. It's not really that good. But he stepped down as CEO of Papa John's at the beginning of this year. His stocks were down by 13.5%. So, wow. Pizza was too high to me. Not really that good. And he's probably a Trump supporter. Okay? That's my opinion. But, yeah. Other pizza places are doing well, despite or regardless of the NFL boycott. So their problem is, dude, your pizza just really wasn't that good. But he stepped down. He said the N-word, and this source is from USA Today.
Under the influence.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Under the Influence. I'm S.M. Bryant. May you walk in love, in light, and in peace.
Under the Influence.
Under the influence.